Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
It's 30, Dirty, and Dying. I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
And this is your favorite millennial podcast. Or it should fucking be.
Yeah, it should fucking be.
Yeah. Can you believe that we are getting toward the end of season 6 already?
That's crazy.
I know.
I feel like we just started podcasting yesterday.
I kind of do, too. Like, I feel, well, but especially this season.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I didn't realize when we were planning out, like, spoiler alert, guys, we pre-record these sometimes.
We're busy bees.
Yeah.
Me, specifically.
But when I was, like, doing the, okay, how many more are we going to record this time, blah, 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 the dates they come out, I was like, are you fucking serious? We're already,
like, are you shitting my dick right now?
Yeah. We'll only have a couple episodes after this. And I was like, has it already been 20 episodes this season?
Wow.
We're getting close. So if there's anything else that we haven't covered for you guys and you want to hear it, you should tell us, like, literally right now.
Yeah, because we'll plan it.
Yeah.
Or it'll just happen at the beginning of the next season.
Yeah, so you got to tell us so we can plan ahead.
Because I've had a plan for to have, like, a specific someone on here.
Yeah.
And it just has not worked out.
Yeah.
So maybe next season.
Maybe next season. I know. Time got away from us. But we hope you guys have been enjoying this season.
We've been enjoying it.
Yeah, we've been having some fun. We've been doing some fun things. And today we're going to do another fun thing that we've literally been talking about since the beginning of the season, I think.
But also, I feel like the Hear Me Out cakes.
Yes.
Have been all over TikTok. Although by the time this comes out, it might have, like...
So it's on Instagram Reels, which is where I am. And it's probably where a lot of you guys are, too.
I think my favorite... So, like, the Hear Me Out cakes are meant to be characters and people that are not supposed to be attractive.
Yeah, not conventionally.
It's not conventionally attractive, but a lot of people are still picking, like, conventionally attractive people and or characters.
Yeah.
But the one, this one guy put the number 8. And I'm like, but I get it, because it's like butt or boobs.
Yeah.
So, like...
She thick.
I'm just like, now that's not conventional, and I love that for you.
Yeah.
And somebody So now I can only think about the number 8.
I don't remember which video this was, but somebody put a Subway $5 footlong meatball sub. And I was like, honestly?
I mean, it got the balls.
Yeah. Or the curves.
Yeah.
The sauce.
Sauce.
Whatever you're into, it's got it, you know?
Five. It's not $5 anymore.
No, it's like 40.
If it were $5, that would be sexy.
Yeah.
But now, like...
It's hot to be cheap.
That's why I love Little Caesars.
Yeah.
It's hot and it's ready and it's cheap. So Hear Me Out cakes are a big deal. So now I did pick somewhat conventionally.
Yeah, I didn't try to be like weird and different.
No, but some I did.
So we're doing sort of our own version of a Hear Me Out. Basically, we're just going to go through fictional characters that we find attractive. We've both made lists.
Yeah. I feel like the majority of mine are animated.
I kind of split it half and half. I tried to draw from
90s
our,
and 2000s.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
I have a couple of outliers,
mm-hmm.
but mostly I tried to think nostalgic.
Yeah.
So when we were having our awakenings, if you will.
I didn't really.
I was a late bloomer, like, actually in my real life, but I remember I was finding characters and people attractive.
Yeah, like that horse.
No! I'm so sick of this fucking spirit slander. Because I like Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron, the film, and more so the soundtrack, you try to make it seem like I want to fuck that horse. And I don't! I have never found...
Oh, speaking of fucking horses, let me add that to
what
my
the fuck?
No, continue your statement.
I have never found Spirit the horse attractive, not even as a young child. That's not why I like the movie! Stop doing this to me! This is slanderous and a lie. Stop saying that. Spirit is not on my list.
Are you sure?
Yes!
Now I'm upset.
Because, well, you've just lied to yourself this whole time. I've never once said that horse was hot. Not once.
You edit these podcasts, so you could have said it, and I remember you saying it, but then you took it out.
No! This is fucking bullshit. I'm already mad. This is gonna be a great episode. I'm pissed. I'm so fucking mad at you now. Anyways, you want to go back in time?
Yeah, let's go back in time. Back in time. All right.
We're in 1995. It was a better time. I didn't know you. And you couldn't slander me.
I was only 4.
I was only 1. I have some things that happened.
I have some things that happened. in.
Hey, did you know the FDA created the first, or approved, sorry, the first chickenpox vaccine?
Nice. I had chickenpox prior to that.
I had chickenpox after that. I don't think it really got rolling. Michael Jordan announced that he was ending his retirement from the NBA.
Mm.
So he came back. He only retired for like a year and a half. And then he came back. Faux fur and platform shoes were some of the biggest fashion trends.
Boots with the fur, with the fur.
I loved platform shoes. Platform flip-flops especially were my fucking shit.
Yeah, it was Spice Girls.
Yeah. I had so many pairs of like the thickest, cheapest rubber platform flip-flops with the bedazzled strappy straps.
Oh shit, okay. You're I got bedazzling.
I love glitter, you know? I have the skin of a killer. And I have a pair of platform jellies now. I fucking love them.
I wish they made jellies. Like, legit.
The real ones,
the
yeah.
The real jellies.
I loved jellies. But I got a pair of platform black jellies on, like, cider, and I fucking love them. They're in my car right now. I wore them to a concert, and I really fucking shouldn't have. And so I took them off on the drive home, and I just haven't come out of the car.
Nice.
I have to wear real shoes so little, so they've just stayed in there.
Yeah, you don't have to wear shoes at home.
No, I don't. I mean, I have a pair of, like, house flip-flops, but I rarely wear them.
O.J. Simpson trial, your favorite?
Yeah.
Your favorite man, O.J. Simpson.
No, shut the fuck up. See? You do this. You have a pattern of slandering me. I'm getting mad. You know what one of the most popular films was in terms of, like, revenue or whatever?
What?
Toy Story.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, killing it.
The Macarena went viral.
Yep. Hey, Macarena.
Selena and Jerry Garcia passed away.
That's sad. You want to know some words that came out? Or what? That became, I guess, part of vernacular? Noob.
Noob?
Yep.
In 95?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Instant messaging.
Oh, man.
Lawyer up. Just that term.
It's because of O.J. Simpson.
Probably, yeah. Slacktivism. Like activism, but not like passively.
Oh, like so you're slacking about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
would say I'm a slacktivist.
So it was these words all appeared in print for the first time. So maybe they were around, but they, fast casual.
Okay.
Live stream. And mom jeans. I love mom jeans. I don't like to wear jeans, but if I'm gonna wear jeans...
Mom jean.
Up to my neck, dude. Give me overalls, they're better.
Brad Pitt was named People's Sexiest Man Alive.
Ooh. I get it. Then
he was twice.
Well, he's, I mean, he's
once
a big
in 95 and again in 2000.
Wow, good for him. I have the cool food and beverage trends.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know that these came out, but this is what was popular. Blue M&Ms.
Okay.
Specifically the blue ones.
I got fuck the other colors.
Gushers.
Oh, I loved it when it gushed in my mouth.
I bet you did. Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Okay. Snap, crackle, pop.
Mm-hmm. We know them. We love them. Jell-O cakes. I'm not sure I'm familiar.
I don't know about Jell-O. I know Puddin' Pops.
Gross. We used to make Jell-O cheesecakes a lot. Like, no-bake cheesecakes, they sell that.
I mean, I have used, so, like, I made, like, an angel food cake, yeah. And I used Jell-O in it to flavor it.
Yeah. They had, like, a Jell-O no-bake cheesecake, and my mom would buy that a lot and make it.
Yeah.
And this was probably in, like, the early 2000s. So, but that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I don't know.
Flank steak.
Okay.
And the Keebler fudge stripe. Cookies.
Ooh, those are good.
Yeah, I like those a lot.
You know, I don't often buy those types of cookies.
Me neither. If I'm gonna buy cookies, it's usually like Oreos.
Yeah.
Like an Oreo or like, I have to really be in the mood for a specific kind of cookie for me to buy a cookie. I don't know if it's because I'm a grown-up or like, I buy ones that like Justin eats and like takes to work and stuff, but like, for myself, I don't know.
I'd rather just buy cookie dough and just, like, make cookies.
Yeah, we do that a lot. I buy a lot of, like, the brand Sweet Lorenz, I don't know. They're gluten-free and they don't fucking taste like it. They taste delicious.
Nice.
And we buy that cookie dough a lot and I'll bake cookies, but, like, otherwise, that's kind of it. I'm rarely in the mood to just eat cookies.
Match.com came out in 95.
Ooh, I love that. Ooh, I know you usually do this. I feel like I'm encroaching on new territory, but I found the grocery prices.
Tell me.
Bread. Parentheses, Wonder.
I bought Wonder Bread the other day.
Really? I haven't bought it ever.
Yeah, Mike hey, can you stop and get white bread on the way home?
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I'm going to go white bread, I'm going to go all the way.
Well, hey, I wonder why. You know? I wonder why you would buy anything else. I'm just trying to make taglines.
Oh, okay.
Good for you. Was it good as you remembered?
It's just white bread.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I don't buy white bread a lot. Like, whenever I buy
bread. We buy the honey wheat.
I'll buy, like, multigrain. Ugh. But I don't buy, like, a loaf of bread very much. I just did because we're going to make spaghetti, and I like to make spaghetti sandwiches. But I buy the keto bread, like the Italian one, just so I can eat more spaghetti sandwiches and not feel bloated.
Yeah.
But if I buy bread, I usually buy, like, a loaf of sourdough or something. Like, I don't buy a lot of just regular sliced bread.
Sourdough's the best bread.
Yeah, something like that, though, is what I'm doing.
Anyways, how much is it?
Wonder Bread? 99 cents for a loaf.
Well, I'm pretty sure I spent, like, almost $5.
Yeah, that's about what it is. Bananas. 3 pounds for $1.
Whoa, that's bananas.
Okay, I'll do a couple you can guess.
Okay.
A pack of cookies, Chips Ahoy, for a 1 pound package. This is a range, so tell me how much you think that would be.
$1.99.
Oh my god, exactly. $1.99 to $2.29, depending on where you are in taxes and shit, but yes. Eggs, how much for a dozen?
69 cents.
No.
Fuck.
$1.16.
Oof.
Beef, how much a pound?
$5. $4.99.
$1.49 a pound.
Jesus. Well, it's like $12 now!
I know. A pack of Ritz crackers.
99 cents.
$1.99.
Fuck.
Alright, we'll do one more. A thing of, a package of ballpark hot dogs.
A wiener!
A wiener. Okay. Actually, probably like six.
$2.99.
No, way less.
Oh. 89 cents.
99 cents.
Fuck.
Yep. Anything else for 99?
Drew Barrymore / David Letterman.
Yes.
Amazon.
Get in the zone. Amazon.
Sold its first book.
Oh. I guess good for them.
Douglas Hofstadter's Fluid Concepts and Creative and Analogies, Computer Models of the Fundamental Mechanisms of Thought.
Okay.
I wonder if that's on Kindle Unlimited.
Doubt it. Anyways, I'll do the final thing that's honestly the most important thing that happened in 1995. Let's be real.
OJ?
No. This is the most important thing that happened.
Okay.
Pizza Hut launched its stuffed crust pizza.
Ugh, I love stuffed crust. I watched this TikTok where this one guy, I think he works at Papa John's, but he was making stuffed crust pizza.
Yeah.
And he used, because it's essentially mozzarella sticks that they put in it. He did 3 rows of mozzarella sticks, and then he put extra cheese on top of it. And I'm like, how can I order this right now?
Don't give me his at. I'll blow up my whole life to try and get with him just for the pizza. Sorry, Justin.
But you're not giving me triple stuffed crust.
Yeah, you're not stuffing my crust.
Not with triple cheese.
No. I love stuffed crust pizza.
It's the best.
And no one out pizzas the Hut. Not sponsors, but it really fucking could be.
We love you, Pizza Hut.
It really could be.
I also like Papa John's.
It's better now. I think it's better since Shaquille O'Neal took over.
Well, like, so Papa John's was, like, grandma's go-to.
Yeah.
So, therefore, I enjoy Papa John's.
We had it a lot when I was growing up. It was my dad's favorite.
Our family, we were Hungry Howie's Pizza.
You've said this before.
We were Hungry Howie's Pizza, and then we became Papa John's Pizza.
Yeah, because they stopped existing here.
Yeah, rest in peace. But it's still alive.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Just not here.
Me and them both, you know? But, no, I don't, like, hate Papa John's that much, but it's just not my favorite, but I'm very used to eating it.
Yeah.
Like, if it makes more sense or I have a coupon, I will definitely get it and not hate it.
I like the Papadilla.
I've not had that. But man, Pizza Hut, if you're listening, thanks for the stuffed crust in 95. You're the best.
You the best.
Thanks for listening to 30 Dirty and Dying. We really appreciate your support, and if you want to keep up with everything we're doing both on and off the air, you can find information at the link in our bio on TikTok and Instagram at 30dirtyanddying. We've got affiliate links if you want to support the things we're doing outside the show. You can get in touch with us, find playlists that we've made, and everything else that you need to keep up with your favorite millennial podcast. Now, let's get back to the show.
Should we talk about our other things we're attracted to other than stuffed crust pizza? First on my list, stuffed crust pizza. I didn't even think about food.
No, well, let's not go there.
I'm gonna fuck this pumpkin.
today, like we said at the top, we are just, we're going, we made lists of characters, fictional characters that we are attracted to. Some of them are cartoons. Some of them are real, like, live action people.
Mine are mainly cartoons.
Yeah, mine's a little bit of a split. So we're just going to go down this list and chit chat about it and share these deep, dark secrets with all of you. This is our hear us out, even though they're not all, like, crazy.
No, there, a lot of them are conventionally attractive.
So, why don't you start? I'm excited to hear yours.
Okay. Ghostface.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the costume, not...
Well, see, here's the thing. Both of them, like, in the first Scream.
Yeah.
I'd fuck them, you know?
Absolutely.
They're both conventionally attractive
Absolutely.
Men. But Ghostface with the mask.
Yeah. Even better.
Choke me like you hate me.
Oh my god. Oh lord. Forgive us. Whew. Okay. Okay. How to keep talk. I agree with you, right? But then you made me not want to. So my first one here is the Corpse Bride.
Okay.
The actual bride. The one. I think she's very attractive. I would deal with the worms. She's just hot. She's, you know, she looks good. She's blue. I love the color blue. It's really her color. I like that I'm starting with a female character and I at least claim to be straight, but...
I have a couple female characters
I have
here.
Several. I have mostly men.
Yeah, but... I have mostly men, but I also have a couple
Yeah, women. And she's one that I think would probably be one of the most hear-me-outs in terms of, like, not that she's unattractive, but she's a dead drawing.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, if we're going to go with that, I'm, like, females.
Yeah.
I'm Shego.
On my list as well.
Yeah.
I'm not going, like, straight down the list, but she was the first one I put.
She was the first female that I put.
Also that. I'm a big fan of Sheegs.
Yeah.
She's so hot. Uh-huh. I mean, the color, like, of her outfit, her skin, her hair. Mm-hmm. I love her upper lip. It works for her.
I thought it was the lower lip.
Whatever. I don't even know because she's so hot. I can't even tell. She's
but then bad. Just her personality too.
She's such, like, a bad bitch.
All around wonderful.
But I also feel like she's like probably a really good girlfriend. Like if she loves you.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like she's probably really attentive and nice. You do another one.
But I just did Shego.
But we agreed about Shego. She was my next one too.
Okay. Darien from Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
But also from Sailor Moon, Sailor Mars.
Yep. I actually know exactly which one you're talking about, so maybe I agree. I love that. Okay, I'm gonna go, also animated again.
Okay.
And this is where it feels wrong to say this, but I'm gonna.
Spirit the Horse?
No, shut the fuck up! Moses in the DreamWorks The Prince of Egypt.
Okay. Why is that weird?
Because it's Moses. It feels weird to put Moses on this, but it's specifically the animated version. And I also put his wife. I like them both. Do you remember what they look like?
No.
Okay, I specifically really like him while he's still the Prince of Egypt.
Okay. So the main character.
Yeah. Moses.
I didn't know that was out. I never watched it.
It's literally called Moses the Prince of Egypt. So look at her.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Right? Both of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, so those are mine. But again, it felt weird to type Moses on this. So go ahead.
Genie from Aladdin.
Okay. So
partially it's because it's Robin Williams.
I got you.
But also, I'm not mad.
No, I get it. I'll just jump right off of that. I put...
Jafar? Because same.
No, I'm afraid of him.
Oh.
There's a picture of me at Disney World for the first... Like, when we went to Disney World when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, the big characters. Yeah. And Jafar. And I wouldn't, like, stand next to him. My parents wanted me to take a picture with him. And I'm like... he freaked me out. I don't know. But I do have Jasmine and Aladdin together. And I literally wrote it like that.
So what I'm understanding is you want to be in a threesome with these couples.
This is the thing, I guess. But I really don't. Like, that sounds terrible in real life to be in a threesome with anyone. But
it's just too much paying attention to two people.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. But also, like, I find Aladdin very attractive. But I also find Jasmine very attractive.
Yes.
So why would I mean, and I find their dynamic together very good. Mm-hmm. Jasmine and Aladdin, it feels right to be together.
Do it together. Yeah. What about the monkey?
Absolutely not. Shut up.
I can come in with a genie.
So, God, how many people even is that? Five?
A five-some.
That's too many. That's a whole hand. Nope. Hit me with another good one.
Trunks from Dragon Ball Z.
Show me. I'm not remembering. But I need to know.
I'm not going to say the child one, because they grow. The adult Trunks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't get it, but I know I know who that is now.
I'm about it.
I'm not about it.
I don't know if it's a purple hair or what.
Like a mop that went to the gym.
I was about it.
Yeah. I'm going to switch up and go to a human being.
Okay.
And this is also not in the millennial timeline. And okay. So this is...
I'll go human next.
This is very recent.
Okay.
That I've discovered this character that I'm in love with.
Okay.
I know you've never watched Peaky Blinders.
Nope.
But for everybody out there who has, Alfie Solomons from Peaky Blinders, he is played by, what's his face? Tom Hardy.
Oh.
Okay, but here's the thing. Tom Hardy is fine.
Yeah.
He's the attractive looking guy, but I'm not, like, super duper attracted to just him and everything
but
else
the
he
character.
Does. Yes. Okay, so this is him. He's a Jewish, like, gangster, mobster. He's a big dude. I mean, he is anyway. Like strong, mm-hmm. big. He has one of those accents, I guess it's a Cockney accent, that's like, "Wah, isn't it?" It's ridiculous. But he's just so funny, and he's so hot, and he walks around with like a cane, he doesn't need to, and he always wears this big old hat, and he has psoriasis, and like, that's part of it. His character has psoriasis on purpose. I don't know, man, he's hilarious, he's hot, I'm all about it. And he's relatively new to the list, so he's not like nostalgic, but I like him a lot.
Dan Connor from Roseanne, the dad.
Wow, okay, here we go. Here comes the cold water. I kind of get it. You know what episode for me is when he finds out that Jackie's husband
and
beat
then
her
he,
up?
Yeah.
Then he beats him up?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one. That at that moment, mm-hmm. absolutely.
But there's just something, like, he's like a big, like a bear.
Yeah.
You know, like, cuddly bear, like, he's funny.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
He just seems like I'm a good it. Dude.
Yeah.
I get it. I'm mm-hmm. about it. I mean, not all the time, but I can definitely understand. Zigzag from Holes.
Okay.
The one with the hair.
Mm-hmm.
I really like him. I don't know why. I just, there's something about him that gets me. Also, I love his part in the song. Because he's the one, I think, that goes the, "You got to go dig those holes."
See, I have armpits memorized.
Yeah.
A-R-M-P-I to the T. What is that? You smell a dog? That's me. I don't take showers and I don't brush my teeth. All I do is dig holes, eat, and sleep.
Yeah. No, I watched it relatively recently, too. And I remember really liking Zig Zag as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it recently. And while, you know, in all appropriateness, I understand why I was about him. I don't know. He looks weird. He has a nice voice. It seems like he could get real y'alternative. I love that. So, it's nice. Zigzag from Holes.
Okay.
Also, I'll just... Sigourney Weaver in Holes as the warden.
Yeah.
Woo! The rattlesnake venom. Just that. I don't even know if it's about her, if it's about the fact that she painted her nails with that rattlesnake venom.
Kissing Kay Barlow?
You know, not really for me. But Sam, I can fix that.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I'd love him as Burton Guster as well. Psych.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that was the same guy. I'm sorry. But I think he's very attractive, so yes.
Okay, so my next, I'll put human again.
Okay.
Steve from Blue's Clues. But also adult Steve now?
Mm. Oh boy. Makes me feel supported and good.
Yeah.
He looks good. He looks good. He sounds good. He seems nice.
Yeah. I would like to meet him. But not Joe.
He was never really my fave.
He was not Steve.
Nothing against him. Just...
No. Sorry, Joe. You just aren't as good as Steve.
Yeah. Not my fave. So back to drawings. Shang. From Mulan.
Mm-hmm.
The main guy. Let's get down to business.
To defeat
the Huns. You know, I would love to make a man out of him. He's so hot. I remember being very attracted to him. And still.
Yeah.
That's a hot guy drawing.
Oh, widowy so hot.
I mean, he's as swift as a coursing river. He has the force of a great typhoon. I can't get the word straight. But, I mean, he's a lot of great things.
Yeah.
He's mysterious as the dark side of the moon. So many pros, so many green flags.
Yeah.
And he can really twirl his baton.
And he can fight.
Yeah.
Okay. Danny Phantom.
I want you to talk about this one a little bit.
Why?
Just because, like, I don't get it. And I didn't watch that show very much.
So here's, okay, so here's just 14. So,
When his parents built that machine.
So it's built to view a world unseen. He's gonna catch them all because he's Danny Phantom. Specifically when he is a phantom.
Okay, so not regular guy.
Not regular teenage boy. Because okay. As an adult, I do not find that attractive.
Well, good.
When I was a teenage girl.
Yes.
I was about it. And now, I look back, I'm like, I really liked it when he was a phantom.
Yeah, so you wanted to fuck a ghost. Second one on your list. Ghostface and Danny Phantom. I can understand. I do remember, because, like, it wasn't his hair white. That's yeah. a look. That's yeah. very, like, I'm Draco Malfoy in a jumpsuit and I'm here for this. Oh, I should have put Malfoy on this list.
Oh, shit.
How did I not put anyone from Harry Potter yeah. on my list? Yeah. Okay, I get it a little bit more as the Phantom. I think I was picturing him more as the teenager.
Yeah. So, back, but I have another ghost on here.
Okay, hit me with
well,
the
Well, not really. So, Space Ghost. From Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
I'm not familiar here, Courtney. I'm sorry. Oh my god. That was an oh my god as both. I suddenly remember this now, but also why. He looks like a... Like a condom. What do you know?
He looks like a thumb.
Yeah, why? What is it about that?
I don't know. I think he's... Okay. Maybe it's the body?
Body, yaddy, yaddy.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. Well, this picture is not as bad.
I almost think it's... What is going on with his crotch?
I didn't even look at his crotch. What do you mean? What's wrong with his crotch?
It's fucking wide. It looks...
Well, good for him.
Okay. What a ride we've gone on here.
Hey, thanks for listening to 30 Dirty and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
I'm going to add a few right now, just from Harry Potter as honorable mentions, because I can't believe I did not
Yeah,
add
I didn't any do here. Any Harry Potter either, and I'm Me kind neither. Of upset about it.
So Draco Malfoy, Duh. Obviously, Sirius Black, uh-huh. obviously, Severus Snape.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. The way you did that was crazy. That was so good.
There's a TikTok.
Of course there is.
Oh, I don't know if I can find it. It's been so long. But I commented on it, and I was just like, yes, daddy.
he's got this, like, elder emo thing. That I really, as an elder emo now, I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
I just wonder if they commented, if anyone liked my comment, so I can, like, go back to it quickly.
Specifically, Professor Snape, when he says, turn to page
394.
Oh, yes, Daddy, I will. I'll turn to page
Whatever page you want me yeah. to turn, I will
turn
to
bend,
it.
Whatever you want.
You want me to worship the Dark Lord? Kay.
Yeah.
I'll do it with
Light
you.
Light me up. Put the thing on.
Point the thing on?
Yeah. I will throw my whole life away. I feel really bad. Also, Fred and George Weasley. Big fan. Liked them.
Yeah.
But yeah, Snapey Snape.
Snape.
Snape. Severus Snape.
Dumbledore!
No, not Dumbledore. Not about it.
Doug Dimmadome. Owner of the Dimmesdale Dimmadome.
You have to show me this.
You don't know who Doug Dimmadome is?
No! I can't picture him.
Doug Dimmadome!
Courtney.
His hat.
Are you fucked up with Colonel Sanders also?
Because his hat just grows, you know? It's like his whole, like, persona.
Okay. You sure you're not going to say Dumbledore next?
No.
It's just like elderly men?
What other elderly man have I chosen?
None, but that's a pretty big one to come out swinging with.
Well, it's better than, like, a teenage boy.
I'm gonna go back to the ladies. Ursula.
Oh, yeah.
From Little Mermaid. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Come on, Sea Witch.
Yeah, definitely
Ursula. Ursula is, and she has eels, so.
She has eels.
I like eels.
Well, speaking of tentacles, Squidward.
Okay. Wow, what a choice. Can you tell me why?
About Squidward?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
I mean, he's an artist.
Okay.
Right? He's
got a great sense of humor.
He's a great sense of humor. Yeah. That nose.
Okay. You like a big nose?
I just like that even though he can't stand SpongeBob and Patrick, he yeah. still goes along with their schemes, you know? He's a good friend, despite hating everyone around him.
Okay.
And same, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
I vibe with his I hate my life, you know?
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go back to real people for a sec.
Okay.
Gomez Adams, specifically in the Adams Family Values, and that's the movies that came out around the 90s.
Yeah.
With Angelica Houston as Morticia. That Gomez Adams, which the actor, rest in peace, but him, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They were just, first of all, I love a guy who loves his woman and is very romantic, and he like worships her.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But I love that.
I want to be worshipped.
Cara Mia, is that what he calls her? I think so. But he's just like, he's obsessed. Infatuated with her.
Yeah.
And everything she does. And like, I understand why.
I mean, look at her.
Yeah.
She should also be on your list.
She isn't, but she could be.
Yeah.
You know, if that was a deal breaker for Gomez, like he's like, Morticia's gotta be there. I'd be like, that's okay. That's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
But just specifically that character of it. So.
Kronk.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Can you, if you ever, like, I can't imagine you just be in bed with him and pull the lever, Kronk. Wrong lever! Oh, man, that's an interesting choice right there.
Mm-hmm. Why? I think he's great.
I don't know. He seems so stupid.
Yeah, but it's so lovable.
I don't find that lovable. I think that's the difference.
I find him.
And he's very top heavy.
That's
he
fine.
He skipped a lot of leg days.
I can help him with his legs.
How?
I don't know.
I'm like,
he can't. I don't know.
Trying to think of what this could be.
He can bench me with his legs.
So one that I don't know if I would say now, but I definitely had as a kid. Will Turner from Pirates of the Caribbean, Orlando Bloom's character. Not so much now.
No.
Orlando Bloom was one of my crushes, but specifically his character as Will Turner was it. It was a gateway drug. But yeah, so I mean, I don't really feel that way now. It doesn't really hold up, but I felt like I needed to put it on the list for the nostalgia factor. Certainly not when he wore that feathery hat, though.
Yeah.
No fuck. Okay.
Okay, so the hobo from Polar Express.
Okay. I remember him. I need you to talk me through this one also.
Because
what the fuck is going on, Courtney?
You should see my list.
I'm hearing it out
so
loud.
So when we're done, like, talking about all of it, anything we don't get to, I would just say all of them.
Okay.
Because I'm picking and choosing here.
Okay, yeah. Because I've only got a few more, so then I'm going to let you go.
Ton.
I'm going to let you drive this train home when we're done here.
Okay.
Tell me why about this guy.
I just think he's conventionally attractive, but he's also, like, mysterious.
Yeah, well, he's a hobo, so that'll
Yeah,
do it.
But he's a ghost, actually.
So what I'm hearing, is Bruce Willis from The Sixth Sense also on your list? Because it seems like he's been dead the whole time is really what you want. I used to watch Lost a lot, and Saeed, the character from Lost, okay, I'll pull him up. I was fucking so obsessed with this guy as Saeed. I mean, I think the actor is very attractive also. I've liked him in other things, but it was about the character.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, he was sweaty on an island, absolutely. That's what I mean. I have a couple more cartoons, I think, but I watched a lot of live action stuff. So
I watched more cartoons.
Yeah, I watched more live action stuff. So,
but I also tried to not pick real people because the majority of them are conventionally attractive.
Yeah.
So it's not really a hear me out because
but this
they are.
A hear me out. This is
no,
just...
not really. But I tried to be more like.
Yeah, I didn't try to
different.
Do that. I did not try to be a contrarian on this. I just was like fictional characters I'm attracted to. Bam. About them being fictional characters more than just people.
I mean, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Okay. You're such an interesting person. okay, I'll do my... I think this is my last animated person.
Okay.
So, in Rugrats, I don't remember her name, but Chucky's stepmom and Kimmy's mom.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty.
But she was also, like, so sweet.
Yeah, her whole characterization, like, she's so sweet and nice. So I love that. I love how she loved Chucky as her own. But she's also pretty. Her glasses. She wore those little glasses in the beret in Rugrats in Paris. Yeah.
She the was orange really VHS tape.
Yeah. You know, I also don't think I would, I don't think I would kick Angelica's mom out of bed.
No.
I think she would beat you up. You might love her in bed, because I think she'd beat the shit out of you.
Whatever.
But yeah, I don't think I'd kick her out of bed either. Or her husband.
Yeah.
Now, stew pickles, not my fave.
I would make pudding with him at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we could be bros.
Yeah.
You know, same with Dee Dee. We could be bros.
Just that whole family dynamic I wasn't about.
No, but the other, like, what's Drew. Drew Pickles.
Drew, yeah.
Him I like. And I like Angelica's mom, whose name I can't remember right now.
Yeah, Angelica's mom.
Yeah. Or wait, let me see if I have any more that, because that was my last animated one. Let me see if I have anyone else I want to say.
Because then I'll just do, like, a speed round.
Yeah.
And, but I'll elaborate if you have quests.
I wrote this and I don't really remember it, but it's true. Daddy Rossi Alfredo, but I think I want him to be my dad more than I would ever. Literally what I wrote. So,
I mean, the Goobs. Matthew Gray Goobs.
He's fine. I don't know. He's not, like, I don't know. He's fine. But as far as a character goes, Daddy Rossi Alfredo, I really enjoy, but I do think I'd rather he be my father.
Yeah.
I think he's attractive, I guess, but... All right, so I don't have that many more, and most of them I don't think you'll even know who they are anyway. They're very obscure, so...
We'll speed round. If you have questions,
ask I'll away. Let you know, but I just want you to barrel through.
Okay.
I'll hold my questions till the end.
Okay. Him. Gritty. He's a real thing. He's not a fictional character, but you know what I'm talking about.
Just, I want you to speed round
through. Okay.
This.
BoJack Horseman. Shaggy. Shrek. Pennywise. Raven from Teen Titans. Six from the movie Nine.
I'll show you a picture.
I don't think I know who that is. I'm sorry. Six. Nine. What? Okay, never mind. I'm holding my comments to the end.
Okay. Swiper the Fox. Osmosis Jones.
Actually, 100% agree.
Powerline.
100% agree.
Lumiere. Sorry.
You lost.
Scar.
Yeah, actually, yes.
Randy Marsh. From South Park, the dad.
I didn't watch South Park. I don't know who they are.
Feeling good on a Wednesday. Lightning McQueen. Poe from Kung Fu Panda, but mainly because it's Jack Black.
Dude, I thought you were about to say Teletubbies.
I thought about putting a Teletubby there, but I decided against it.
What?
Tinky Winky.
Oh my, keep going.
And Sportacus from LazyTown.
Which one is Sportacus?
Like, does all the exercises.
Show me a picture. I did not watch LazyTown. I don't fucking know. I'm sorry, I'm overwhelmed with your choices. I love you so much. Okay, I forgot to put in the Goofy movies. You know Max's friend that has the earring and is like
loves cheese.
Yeah, that one.
The Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Him, I'm about. I was always kind of into him,
but also the girlfriend.
Yes.
Hot.
So, yeah, she was another one. I forget her name. What was her name? Roxanne?
Is that Roxanne.
I loved her. So those two. Yeah. That reminded me when you said Powerline. You know, a few of those I understand. A few of them I don't know what to say to you. After that one, six from a nine, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to look at you the same way again. What is that thing? What is he? It.
They're like dolls.
All right, guys, I think we should go. I know this has been a shorter one,
You don't want to talk about Pennywise?
I heard
both of them.
You already have talked about Pennywise a lot before I even ever asked you to. I understand why. Are there any you want to talk about?
Is there any other questions that you have for me?
I mean, so many, but I don't know if it's worth talking about.
What other ones that I don't know did you put on your list?
I put Damon Salvatore from The Vampire Diaries. I also put the vampire Jerry Danders from Fright Night. It's an 80s movie. Jake Gyllenhaal's character in Prisoners. I think his name is Detective Loki.
I just think Jake Gyllenhaal is very attractive.
He is, but I don't find him, like, overwhelmingly attractive. But this character in Prisoners, I really, really like. And this one you'll know, I guess. But Jason Stiles in Gilmore Girls. He's the rich guy that Lorelai had a relationship with, like, right before Luke. Digger.
The teacher?
No. He was in business with Richard.
You're gonna show him.
Yeah, hold on. I actually really liked him, and I liked them together. I mean, obviously I wanted her to end up with Luke, but this guy was a close second.
Well, Luke is definitely on my list.
He is too, but that was, like, obvious. Same with Jess. Like, obviously. Yeah. So...
I'm trying to think if anyone that I've missed. I mean, I find a lot of people attractive.
You do. You always have.
I always have. I
real
always...
life, drawings, dolls, candles, apparently.
It's not the fact that he's a candlestick, okay?
See, the fact that you said that makes me feel like it is.
It's not.
The lady doth protest too much.
It's the aura. A lot of the characters that I find attractive are because of their personalities or the aura that they give.
So, like, the light that he brings to the world?
Yes.
Well, now you know that about us. And we hope you can still listen and look at us the same. Tell us what your fictional characters you're attracted to are, your hear-me-outs, or just if they're conventionally attractive, that's okay too. So if you guys follow us on Instagram, at 30 Dirty and Dying, we'll try to put some of these in the stories as like polls, and you can tell us which ones of our picks you think are the most conventionally attractive.
Or just attractive. Or if you like their personalities.
Yeah, not conventionally. I don't know why I said that. You can tell us which ones of our picks you're most attracted to. We'll group them together. So that'll be fun. A fun way for you guys to play, too. And make sure you're following us on whatever your preferred podcast platform is so that you can find out what we do next.
All right. I'm glad we did this.
Me too. I feel like I know so much more about you than I ever did or maybe even wanted to. But I love you still the same.
I'm glad.
You should be, because you got weird there for a while.
Which one specifically?
Most of the dead ones. After a while, not because of those characters, but because it seemed like there were so many of them.
And the funny thing is, when I was creating the list, didn't even realize.
Yeah, so that makes me wonder if it's because they're dead. I don't think I have to finish that sentence. It's, you know, maybe.
I also didn't realize that the hobo was a ghost until I said it.
It's just subconscious.
Maybe. Maybe subconsciously I just want to be a ghost.
All right, well, that's why we called the show 30 Dirty and Dying. We'll see you all next time.
Bye!
I was like, I know you've been depriving yourself since 96.